What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, they're saying Ohtani had thrown, right before he left with the trainer, he had thrown six straight balls and two wild pitches.
So when he came out, it did not look like something. He looked like maybe he was limping a little bit. They didn't look at his arm or anything because people were like, oh, great. But it did look like maybe he had a little hitch in his giddy up.
Yeah, and they haven't said what.
Some sort of a flexor strain,
what
perhaps.
Happened. Yeah. But yeah, not good if you're a Dodger, bro. No.
But people, like, of course, now internet just trashing him. Oh, you know, Ohtani sucks. And he'd give it up one.
He sucks?
He'd give it up one run.
Because he's hurt?
I know. People.
What?
I think people, there's a backlash. Anytime you're really good and like you're like the love and praise, the backlash is going to come.
Yeah, listen, Mike in Phoenix, you suck. Shohei doesn't suck.
Exactly.
So, I, you know, this is weird. Anytime you get. So the Blazers are for sale, of course, and the arena situation is a little weird here because
it
sucks. But anytime you get deals like this, there are going to be negotiations, and there's going to be posturing and maneuvering and deals, and you know.
Well, it's not good when the commissioner comes out and says that they need a new arena, and we know that arenas don't tend to get built here in Portland, and
so we know that there's. You know, there are business dealings and posturing and maneuvering and things that happen. It happens everywhere. It's just is what it is. But did we need our mayor and governor to come out and send a letter to the NBA commissioner? Did we need that at this stage of the game?
Probably
not. But at the same time, I do appreciate the fact that the mayor and the governor, a lot of times one of the reasons we can't get anything done here is because political leadership is worthless when it comes to most things, especially sports, even though they don't really have a say in this.
You don't think they're going to be worthless in this endeavor too?
Yeah,
like this is classic Portland. We're going to send a letter and nothing will happen.
Yeah.
We're going to form a committee to look into this and nothing will happen.
I will tell you this, if there's one thing that could get politics to maybe get put aside for a brief moment and do something for the greater good, I think the Blazers would be that thing. But the problem is, it would still need to be put to a vote, and there's just not, you're just not getting a publicly built stadium. You may get some money like they're doing with the baseball. You may be able to get $800 million, a billion based on the jock tax and stuff like that. You just are not going to get the city of Portland to pay for a stadium. The people won't vote for it.
So, in a letter to NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, Governor Tina Kotek and Portland Mayor Keith Wilson made it clear they want to see the Trailblazers stay in the city and the Moda Center renovated.
Thanks, Tips. What a shocking.
That's what I mean.
What a bold stance.
Well, one, it's really hollow. And two, it's like.
It's actually pretty neat.
I think it kind of scares people.
Yeah.
Right.
Why do you need this?
You are the one sending the message that the Blazers now may, like, that you're worried that the Blazers will.
It has the opposite effect. By you talking about it, you're telling us there's something to be worried about.
I just don't know if this stage of the game, this is, the letter needed to happen right now. Like, there comes a time when you probably need to play this card.
But not now.
It's not now.
No.
So Kotek and Wilson wrote in the letter, "The Portland Trailblazers are more than a part of our history. They are a part of our future." The letter marks the first significant public lobbying from two of Oregon's most prominent politicians on the fate of the Blazers and the publicly owned arena that they call home.
Yeah. And by the way, that's not all publicly. That's the problem, is that the thing's a mess. Is it's not just, it's not as simple as saying that it's publicly owned.
Well, the city owns it.
There's a partnership there, though.
Along with the governor and city's top elected officials, a group of well-known local business executives and former Blazer players and other city power players created a new group called Rip City Forever, which also wrote a letter to the governor's office this week, stressing a sense of urgency. Now, again, they sent a letter to the governor, not the commissioner.
Yes.
That should tell you something, too. Yeah. You know, like the governor's like, "Hey, commissioner."
Hey.
Well, no, it's not on the commissioner. It's on you, idiot.
Look.
Leadership. So it says, quote, "Leadership begins with clear-eyed recognition that Portland and Oregon will need to compete with other cities who are likely already plotting to woo the next Blazers owner to their city."
Yeah.
This is the letter that was written to the governor from this Rip City group. Apparently, it's got Clyde Drexler in it, Chris Dudley, the head of the Oregon Business Council, Duncan Wise, former state senator and gubernatorial candidate Betsy Johnson. You remember her and her big glasses?
Yes.
Sadie Lincoln, the founder and CEO of Bar 3, founder and CEO Kim Malik of Salt and Straw.
Well, someone's saying that they're giving off a clingy vibes to the commish. Please, please, please. But, I mean, I understand what you're trying to accomplish here. I really do. You're saying, hey, the whole community supports it. But you can say that, but at the end of the day, this is like when you raise awareness for something. Cool. Can you raise money? So we understand the Salt and Straw people want to support this. Clyde Drexler wants to support it. Big Glasses, Betty, wants to support it, right? The mayor wants to, all of this. Proof's in the pudding. Do you want to spend $2.5 billion to build a stadium? Do you want to give free land to someone and then give them basically $2 billion to build a stadium and then not get any of the revenue from that building? Because if it matters that much to you, other cities, and by other cities, I mean most cities, do build their billionaire owners stadiums. If you don't, you run the risk of them finding a community that will. I still don't think ultimately that the NBA would allow that to happen. I think a lot of this is posturing, but I do think it's a little disingenuous to sit here and say that there's all this support when you're not willing to put in money. Are you willing to split the cost at least? And that, until we're willing to say that, this will always hang over the Blazers' head, because without Paul Allen building Moda Center, we don't have the Blazers. They would have left, but he was rich enough that he built an arena. So the next guy that comes in, or gal or whoever, is not going to just sit there and say, we're going to play in Moda Center for the next 20 years. It's not going to happen. Within the next 5 to 10 years, someone's going to say, we need a new arena. Whether that's tearing this one down to the studs and rebuilding it, not a renovation, but an actual teardown, or I'm going to want a new stadium. And one of two things happens. Either, well, I guess three. You either get an owner that's so damn rich, Larry Ellison, that it doesn't matter. Steve Ballmer did it. He's like, okay, I'm going to buy the team and here's an arena. Or you get a public-private partnership where the city kicks in $1 billion and the owner kicks in $1 billion and he keeps all the profits, or you get the city that pays for all of it. And if it's not one of those three, then the scary part becomes you have Vegas and Seattle sitting there, or another city, and you know that's just kind of the way this works.
So the letter from Rip City Forever calls on city and state leaders to consider significantly updating the Moda Center, reimagining the Rose Quarter, or thinking about an entirely new place for the arena. For example, replacing the Moda Center with a new arena at the Lloyd Center or another central city location could not only secure the Blazers' future in Portland, but would revitalize downtown and create even greater opportunities for the future of the Albina neighborhood and Albina Vision Trust, the largest restorative redevelopment effort ever undertaken in the United States.
It would be amazing. I think an arena at the Lloyd Center would be incredible. But again, would if we put that to a city vote and we said it's not just going to be an arena, but we're going to rebuild downtown, right? We're making Jump Town, and it's going to go from the Rose Quarter to Lloyd Center, and this is going to be, like you said, a mass. It's going to be an 8-year project, and we're going to revamp the city, and this is going to be just the crown jewel of it. But it's going to cost $12 billion. Does that get, does it, is it even a starter? Can you even begin to try to get people to vote for that?
I don't think so around here, but what Kotek did say, see, this is why I think it's just so hollow, because these people, you know, a lot of those people that are in that Rip City Forever group, like, they get stuff done around here.
Yeah.
And they're calling upon local leadership.
Yeah.
This is why I think it's hollow. Because local leadership then turns around and sends a letter to Adam Silver as if to sort of deflect and say, well, we love our Blazers.
Yeah.
That kind of just, you're kind of passing the buck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We love it, but we're not, it's on
so
you
Kotek,
to save us.
Kotek gets this letter. It was like, oh, crap, I got to do something about this arena. Knows what you're saying. Knows that it's, you're probably not going to get a lot of money to do it. Right?
Yeah.
So she then sends a letter to Silver. It's like, hey, don't take the Blazers from it. Like, that's, I mean, like, come on. I just think that's really
well, it's all you have. All you have at this point is probably posturing.
So Kotek and Mayor Wilson wrote in their letter that the Blazers are in our DNA and at the center of what makes this community so special. We fully support, so this is what Kotek and Wilson wrote.
Yeah.
They said, we fully support renovating the Moda Center to become a point of pride for the Blazers and for our city. We are prepared to explore the public-private partnerships needed to make that happen.
Well, then I hope that that's enough.
So that's pretty much all they gave us.
Yes. So again,
and a letter to Adam Silver, which I'm sure he crumpled it up and threw it away.
The baseball stadium through the house bill, right, was $800 million through various taxes, right? Isn't that what they earmarked for it? $800 million. It's start. You better be doing something right now. For the basketball arena, you're going to need at least that, and hope that the private partnership, private public is enough. That's all you can hope. Which Look, is why I said ultimately, even if the dude was a bit of an ass, Larry Ellison is not a great guy. I get it, and he's a bit of a cuckoo. He has so much damn money. That's all. If you bring in someone that just has absolute FU money, it kind of solves the problem, which is why that's what my number one thing is. Just give me the group or the guy or the gal. Give me Bezos's ex-wife. Give me someone worth $40 billion that can drop $4 billion on a team and be like, what is it? $2 billion to build an arena? Cool. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And then maybe the city takes care of some parking and some streets and stuff like that.
If there is no way the Blazers, I don't think the NBA is yanking the Blazers out of Portland.
I don't think so.
That said, if you want an entity that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What am I trying to say? I have no faith in the city or the leadership in Oregon.
Yeah.
None. Like zero.
Yeah.
So, in other words, like we've been saying for a long time, look, the NBA, calm down about the Blazers leaving Portland, okay? From an NBA perspective. They already yanked the Sonics out of Seattle. They're not gonna, Portland's a great market for the NBA. The NBA is not going to yank the Blazers out of Portland. Except if they are forced to.
Yeah.
And the only people that can force them to are the stupid the leaders of Portland and of the state.
Yeah.
That's it. So, and I got to tell you, this right here doesn't give me any faith.
Yeah.
It doesn't help at all. As a matter of fact, it's like, it's almost like somebody said on the text line, it's like a cover your ass letter for when the Blazers leave. That's what it feels like.
I hope not.
Like, they can't get anything done.
I hope behind the scenes they understand that if they want to be, they should be proactive and start thinking about, if they have to, how do we raise enough money to make this attractive enough for an owner? Because I would like to point out that Seattle fought tooth and nail and wrote a lot of letters to try to get him to the Sonics to stay. Didn't work. The mayor of San Diego went and the governor of California both were like, don't take the Chargers out of San Diego. Left. The mayor of Oakland. How long did that guy, or was it a gal? I think it was a gal actually, that beat the drum about the A's and it didn't matter. St. Louis sued Stan Kroenke to try to keep him in St. Louis and it didn't work. At the end of the day, if you won't pay for a stadium, you do run the risk of a guy being an ass and leaving for greener pastures. So if you really are concerned about this, then you better start coming up with creative ways right now, public-private ownership or partnership, and start finding ways to earmark funds, and a lot of them, to try to help the new owner get a renovated Moda Center or more than likely a brand new building built.
You got faith in that? Because I sure as hell don't.
I still think it's a long shot that they leave, but what scares me is you're right. I do not have a lot of faith for them. But, you know, if you can raise $800 million supposedly for a baseball stadium, we can't raise, we can't find a way to 1.2 because the Inuit Dome down in Intuit Dome
Intuit,
down
it, yeah.
In LA, that cost a little over $2 billion.
And it's a mecca.
It's a mecca, so maybe you can.
Well, to be fair, they didn't raise $800 million. It's a tax.
It's a tax, but it's
revenue that they're going to get.
Yeah, so, but if they can build the mecca down there in L.A., can we maybe shave that off and do like a 1.6, 1.7? And if you can earmark $800-900 million on something like that, that gets you...
Well, listen.
Gets you like part of the way.
Like you said, if there's one thing that will get local leadership to actually act...
Yeah.
It may be the threat of the Blazers really leaving.
Yeah.
If that doesn't get people to act here,
then nothing will.
Then nothing will.
Yeah.
Because nothing really does.
No.
So that would be the real test.
Hope so. Or just get a guy that's really rich and it doesn't matter.
No. Because he's spearheading that albino or
Oh.
Is that what it is?
The albino neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
I think he dumped a couple hundred million. I'm telling you, Bezos's ex, or Bezos himself. I don't care. Give me Elon Musk. I don't care. Just give me someone with FU money.
I just feel like if you're really working on something, you don't just send a hollow letter to the committee. You know what I mean?
And maybe they're working behind the scenes. Maybe give them some credit.
Well, then just work. Yeah. Stop sending stupid letters and scaring everyone. I hate Tina Kotek.
Yeah.
I can't stand her.
No tolls, Tina.
Why the hell did you guys vote her in? What is the matter with you?
To avoid the tolls, man.
All right. Where do you get your AR-15s? Here's Buck.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.